Biden plan brings deported illegal aliens back to U.S. to get amnesty. By John Binder on February 18, 2021. President Joe Biden's plan to pack the United States labor market with millions of newly legalized illegal aliens and more legal immigrants would bring already deported illegal aliens back to the U.S. to apply for amnesty. Biden's plan, formally introduced in Congress on Thursday by Senator Bob Menendez, DNC, would give amnesty to the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. today. In addition, the plan increases legal immigration levels beyond the current 1.2 million green card annual admissions. Most significantly, the plan would provide amnesty to illegal aliens who were already deported from the U.S. by former President Trump's administration starting in January 2017. Specifically, the provision provides Department of Homeland Security, DHS, waivers to deported illegal aliens, as long as they have not been convicted of a felony or three misdemeanors, so that they can return to the U.S. and apply for the amnesty. The Trump administration deported nearly 900,000 illegal aliens over the course of 4 years, many of whom were not convicted felons. In fiscal year 2019, for instance, more than 117,000 illegal aliens were deported by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency who were not convicted of a crime, making them eligible to return to the U.S. to benefit from the Biden amnesty. The plan would immediately provide green cards to millions of illegal aliens considered farm workers, enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program, and temporary protected status, TPS, beneficiaries. All other illegal aliens would be provided with TPS before being allowed to apply for a green card and eventually American citizenship, all in an 8-year period. The amnesty is coupled with increases to most visa categories, provisions that would surge the level of legal immigration to the U.S. over the next decade. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.